Oscar. Today there are several questions, and I will answer both questions. Capitalism is an ideology that is associated with the Vaishyan or merchant era. The values of the merchant era are individual initiative and progress through material gain. And those people who are considered successful in this Vaishyan era are those people who can successfully gain and progress through their own personal individual efforts. They have more wealth, they acquire more. Those are the heroes of the Vaishyan era. Those are the heroes of the merchant class and the ones to which society bows. Their values dominate everything. And today, there is a war going on in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world. A war between the values of the Vaishyan era, which entailed personal wealth, individual effort, and individual acquisition as the guiding forces of society, and the coming era that follows the Vaishyan era, the era of the Kshatriyas, the era of those who value loyalty, the collective good, and service to the whole of the collective. Vaishyans are often considered capitalists, and the Kshatriyas that are coming into power are often considered the warrior class, the merchant class and the warrior class are at odds. But it is not the warlike mentality that defines the Kshatriyas. It is their value of the collective good of the society, honor, integrity, and nobility. Those are the values. To follow orders, to be part of the collective, these are valued in the Kshatriyan society. It is not the promotion of individual effort, individual accomplishment, and individual power and prestige. These are the values of the Vaishyans of the merchant class. And in particular, the acquisition of material wealth is important individually. And when that becomes corrupted over time, as all tendencies get corrupted as they become larger and larger, it leads to a level of greed and self-centeredness that become destructive to the collective whole. And that is what is seen in society today. I have often said that the situation today is like the Wild West, where those who have the most ability to make their posse and their gang and collect what they can rule in the world. The Vayeshan simple merchant values of the past have grown in magnitude to be multinational corporations which have their own kingdom, all under the power and prestige of the mighty and the wealthy. They rule many countries of the world. They are not democratic by nature. They are autocrats, these rulers, these powerful, wealthy men. They are autocrats. They rule with an iron hand. They do not support democracy, and now that their power has grown in magnitude, democracies are failing. There is a fundamental struggle going on. This is the fall of an era of rule. Capitalism will fall dramatically. In its place, orderly society will rule. And so now there is a struggle going on between those who are concerned for the collective welfare of the planet and the survival of the collective whole, and those who are concerned to perpetuate their personal power, wealth, and prestige. It is a war between two value systems. One coming to its end, the other arising out of the ashes. There is a clash between them as one social force falls and another social force arises amid a Shudra revolution. A revolution of the people, the ordinary people. They stand up together. This is a Shudra revolution going on. And a revolution it is. There is no need to worry. The result is already written. It is a sure guarantee. The Shudra revolution will occur. The Vayeshan era will fall. And the Kshatriyans will rise to force and power, but not as warriors, but as the noble spirit of the warrior, dedicated to the welfare of the society at large, dedicated to the value of nobility, integrity, and the collective good. Do you know these young warriors? They are rising from the ashes. They are teens today. They are young people in their 20s, maybe the 30s, but most are even teens today. They are rising up. This is the wave of the future. They want to survive. They want the collective society to survive. The old way is dying, will die. The new way will arise and take power. There is no stopping it. So if you see destruction and darkness before you, if you see those old values of the capitalism of for selfishness, greed, for personal gain and wealth, dismaking a destruction in the society, do not be afraid. Do not be passive and do not be afraid. Now is the time to rally your voice, to bring forward your leadership, to stand for Dharma and the way towards truth. There is nothing wrong with the merchant values. They are noble in the beginning, but they become, as all tendencies become, corrupted over time, corrupted with power. And so new forces arise to balance it and to bring the society into harmony and balance. But those forces of the Kshatriyas that the people are rising up to bring forward, they will also be corrupt over time. But for now, they are the noble values. They are not corrupted. But do not fear. As you see the darkness before you, walk through it. Do not try to hide from it. Do not try to bury your head in the sand. But do not become despondent or discouraged, for a bright new dawn arises. And it is true that when the light becomes brighter, the shadow becomes darker. And at first it is a long shadow, but it will shorten as the light rises. The light of a new dawn, a new society, is rising. It is no longer hidden. It is no longer about to happen. It is in action. A new dawn is already here, is already occurred, and now the sun rises brighter and brighter, and the dark shadows cannot remain. They will be dissipated. It is a certainty. So know that in your heart. Know it is a battle already won. And do not become discouraged when the darkness seems so bright. All right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. How long were you waiting for that?
Timelines. They are variable. They depend on the actions of human beings. The inevitability of the change is certainty. But how people act makes a difference. If you all are very passive and do nothing, it will make a difference. If you all are dynamic, if you stand for Dharma, and you each do what you can, then that will make a difference. If the people in mass, with the leadership of sadviparas, rise up, the sooner they rise, the greater they rise, the less the damage. There is indeed much at stake now. That is true. The planet is in a very uncertain position. The evolution of human beings has reached a stage of difficulty. So it is not a time to be blind. It is a time to take your spiritual background and be warriors for Dharma. All right.